Oh, good day to you once again, audio podcast. Okay, so this one is going to be called TikTok for Good, hashtag EduTalk, and hashtag NatureTalk, digital well-being, bit of a mouthful, I know. So TikTok for Good is the idea that TikTok want to do good things in the world. For example, one of their campaigns, which is really good, TikTok for Good, I think, is called EduTalk. So I'm just on the website now, tiktok.com/forgood, and the description on the EduTalk bit is this: EduTalk, TikTok's most popular challenge to date, encourages users to create educational and motivational content around a variety of themes. As well as this in-app challenge, TikTok has launched a mentorship program with leading social enterprises, Josh Talks and the Nudge Foundation, which will reach 5,000 young individuals across six Indian states with lower literacy rates. EduTalk underlines TikTok's commitment to propelling India's creative economy and its contribution to the lives of digital natives. This is really good initiative for TikTok for Good. So relating to the rest of the title, the And Nature Talk digital well-being, obviously I put nature connection type content out on all the different social media platforms, so TikTok is just the same, just this is the one which has got a lot more of the attention at the moment, and you can get a better organic reach, so obviously I'm going to be right on there. Relating to the digital well-being, it's one of these platforms that's very addictive, so they've got settings where you can reduce your screen time and you can put settings for how much you spend on it in a day. So I was going through doing a little bit of research, looking for all types of major stuff, all that, and then I got a flag up the other day saying, you know, maybe you should have a break from the screen, and a video came up of like a little kid who's on his a TikTok on his phone, and his mum comes in and she goes, "Come on, come outside, get some nature." And I was like, yeah, definitely, I'm all about that. So an example relating to maybe adults, I was in the pub the other day with my friend, and as I walked into the pub, I just had TikTok tunes going around in my head, especially this one you can hear in the background, K Camp Lottery Renegade. I was at the bar going to get a beer, and I had Renegade going through me. I was like, what is going on in my head? And that's me, and I connect with nature every day. What about the people who don't? They must be like getting bombarded with this wave of digital information going around their head, especially TikTok with the music in the background. I was sitting there and there was music on in the pub, and I was like, what is going on? I've got TikTok tunes going round and round and round in my head. I was like, this is a little bit strange. So there we go. Best thing I can do is just try and get people connecting with nature in the natural environments, amongst the trees, the waves, listening to the sounds, watching the sights of nature. And if you want to document that for your time back on TikTok with videos, hashtag nature talk, really good for your health and well-being. I've emailed TikTok a few times about this type of stuff, so yeah, hopefully Renegade TikTok style, let's get hashtag nature talk going. Take care, podcast.